Okay. Yeah, as requested, I'm sorry, a new email, okay? And I think there's a lot of work I gave you, whoever wanted, to get the discussion of Gemach, which I thought was also a very, very interesting observation. And we're moving on, okay? The next point is, I'm sort of going according to the Ramban and using the Ramban as a backdrop, okay? The next point is Halev, okay? The Ramam, I'm going to read the Ramam and Halil, and then we'll read the Ramban's discussion about the Ramam's Halil. In terms, not in general, of what the Bar Mitzvah is, but just a critique. See, first there are two issues, the critique of the Ramam's critique, and then what does the Bar hold, okay? This we're here holding now at a critique of the Ramam's critique. That's what it is, okay? Vizboinein usmat. That's the way his translation is, the Rambam. You should think about it carefully and be amazed. Very interesting lashon of the Rambam. Mimi, in other words, you're amazed not at a, you're amazed at a person who's able to say a certain thing. Mimi, sheyishma l'shoinom Nemru lo Moshe b'Sinai. He's aware of Rav Simloi. He's going back again, everything again and again and again and again and again. Tayag mitzvahs Nemru lo Moshe b'Sinai. And the Yisrael of Shurish Aleph is Nemru lo Moshe b'Sinai. You can't imagine the Rabbanon Nemru lo Moshe b'Sinai. That's what he's trying to set up. V'yimne Kriyas HaHalel. Okay. It doesn't stop there. Okay. Kriyas HaHalel Sheshibach Boi David Et Hashem Yisrael. The Halel, to read the Halel, which David HaMelech said Shvach Ta Kodesh Baruch Hu with. Shetsuva bo, I don't know, you might have a different translation over this, but Shetsuva bo Moshe. That Moshe was commanded about the Halel, the Dovra Mel Shiva Bakodesh Bohu. Okay? And someone who's ready to say such a thing, you should be, if you think about it, you should be absolutely amazed at what he's hitting at. That's the point, okay? That's what he's saying, correct? Okay, that's this. Now, L'cheira is, he's learning Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai is not that it was said, but there was a tzivui on it. Because otherwise he couldn't say Shetsuva Boi Moshe. Okay? That's what he's trying to say. He's taking the words, what he's doing is, he started with the words of Simlo Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai and trying to dissect what Halel should be if you want to be a mitzvah in context of that. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying, let's take the Bahag seriously, but it has to fit the Simloy and has to fit. Okay? Now, I want to tell you something, okay? And here it comes. This word, Shetsuva, okay? Guess what? In the Arabic, it's Surah. Sin. Reish Ayin, okay, and then you remember I have this all Arichis and Shuv Yeshua Yeshua Nogit, the Ram's great grandson, that
was Alamar and what?
Surah. Yeah, Alamar and Surah. Alamar is the word commandment, you know, in Alamar. Surah is a Hiro'ah. Some type of, but it's not as sharp as a command. So he, even though he says shetzuva, he's not really ready to take it when it's full, and he's very careful. He's pulling in punches. Okay, nemra means l'chol pochus shibir hira l'moshe misinai. And you can't imagine that. That's a very important, in other words, insight into what he's saying. If you don't have the exact Arabic over here, you're missing a little bit into the insight of what he's trying to do. So it means that there was a law in Matan Torah that there will be a sivui later, or something like that. And okay. Now, interesting. Oh, if you look further, he uses his introduction. He talks about Hallel. He talks about the Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. And he stops and ends with his critique on the Bahag with this sentence, and he goes to town more so with Mikra Megillah and Chanukah, which we discussed Barichos with the Chashm, with the Yevonim and Bayesheni. Remember, he had a long discussion about this. So you see something in the Rambam that even however amazed he is about counting Hallel, he's more confused about one who would count Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. He says, his lashon is ach. This boy named Usma, Mimishi, Ishma, Lashayin, if never was seen, if you know, please, a halash, you boy, David. Et Hashem Yisrael, as Yisuma Boi Moshe, v'im the Ner Chanukah shekovu oisai chachomim v'bay Yisheni v'chein Mikra Megillah. Abol, then he says lachshav shukoy, this is not even in Arabic, abol lachshav she Moshe ne'maloi v'sinai she'etstave she'etzavenu ki kishiyye v'achris malchusoy v'yikulonu ima yivonim kach v'kach nischai l'adik ne'er Chanukah. Hine eini roye she'echo yin medov ze o yale b'machshavta. So the verse, he plays out ne'er Chanukah. Okay? But he's a v'chein Mikra Megillah. Okay? So he's playing out Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah and doesn't play out Kriyas HaHalel. So I would tell you, the Rambam also knows you shouldn't compare the two. Because see, you can talk about there's a tzivui and a machayev of Mikra Megillah with the next Purim. Okay? You can talk about a tzivui of Ner Chanukah with what happened with the Chashmonaim. Chashmonaim, correct? Now, how would you play out Dovid HaMelech? Dovid HaMelech Mitzaba over here? Something happened when Dovid was writing Tehillim that somehow sparked a new mitzvah? Okay, think about it. Just use it. You know, it's a little difficult to say. The truth is, Rav never said, he's aware of this. He doesn't say that there was a mitzvah that happened at the time of Dovid HaMelech. He's ready to say, do you need Hallel of Dovid HaMelech to Mekayim the mitzvah, but it's not that something changed. There was a mitzvah to say Hallel at Sinai, but you couldn't discharge your obligation until David HaMelech wrote it. But it wasn't that David HaMelech had a new tzibui over here. In other words, he plays out the history, okay, only in the Hanukkah of Chinuch and Megillah. But it doesn't play out the historical context in Hallel, because there's no historical context to play out. Okay? It's a very interesting thing. The deal, I think, is good. And in other words, the truth is, here, if I ask you about it, you would say the same thing also.
What would you say this is? How prior to David, you're an owner, she can't be kind of it, like it's...
I just think we can play out and ask exactly what it means, okay? But the Taina, you're taking it a step further. How would the Bahag handle this? What exactly happened into the period? But the Rambam's saying that the best scenario that you could imagine over here, okay, is not that historically there was a Takana later, okay? Correct? But historically, imagine something else b'chlau. Okay? Something else b'chlau. That there was a tzivui at the time of at Matan Torah at Har Sinai, but that tzivui cannot come into fruition until later. Or you cannot discharge your obligation until later. Okay? You don't want to know what's all you know, that's the chizis. That's not the gate to the answer. That's not his argument, okay? It's not that the Machayim is not there, but there's no Chafzav out. And the Chiyuv comes with the fruition. You see, listen, okay? It's yes and no. He even addressed your question also, okay? If you look at it, he says, V'yim nekhi sahara sheshibach bay dovin as a shem yis'ala. And he talks to you about it in the past, that this halal is the mitzvah, okay? It doesn't say, you see, I would have written it if I would have said what you wanted to say this, and honest, Abiyimna Kriya Saharil she shabeach boy David as Hashem Yisrael. But he's talking in the past tense, she shibach boy David Yisrael. Okay. So I think all the cases, there's a parallel structure, all the cases, the Chalos Chiyu is historically later, okay? Okay. But it's in the case of Hanukkah, Ner Hanukkah, Mikra Megillah, it's Chosir, and there's no historical Machayiv. In Hallel, there is a Machayiv, but the Chayiv can't be Chal because he's missing the Chesa. So when the Chesa is Chal, Sheshiva Vaidovin, then the Chiv is Chal. But it's not as a new tzibui now. And for Hanukkah, you know, you have to imagine new chiyuv or new tzibui or something. Or the kilo the mitzvah us, and I see that this is historical moment, there'll be chiyuv. Okay? That's what he's trying to do here, I think. You don't have that because he talks about Kfiyas Bezin, if you remember, when he's talking about Halal. He's talking about Hanukkah and Purim. There's no, you don't need a Kfiyas Bezin over here. You don't need anything. Correct?
So Nemru L'Moshe means...
See, over here it could be Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai that there is a Chiyu to Meshabeach the Meshabeach Kodesh Baruch Hashem Yisrael, and this Chalos Chiyuv will come into fruition when the Halal, but you need the Halal Sheshiva by David. When there exists a Halal Sheshiva by David, then the Chiyuv will come into fruition. But nothing new happened. V'yim nekris hala sheshiva by David as Hashem yisala shitzuma by Moshe. The tzuma was nach Moshe. Never Moshe misila.
So why is that so difficult?
Okay. I'm not... It just sounds a little strange that you, as the Hogar Sinai, that this... that's why he played... The other one is even more difficult. Okay? This is difficult, but it's not the same level of difficulty as the...
Why is it difficult?
That there should be a Tzivui at Har Sinai that's like a... You know, it's impossible to imagine what it is, and it's waiting for another person to say, well, what does it mean exactly? What was the formulation of the tzibur?
You have this, the building, the Beit HaMikdash, B'makom Asher Efchar.
That's a little different, okay? See, Efchar was Alpinovin, okay? So there was it. The formulation, Sheshiva by David as Hashem Yisrael, we don't know who David, who what, you know, it becomes a little strange.
The Chatzah wasn't defined to Moshe as the problem.
I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure if Keilah was defined, what exactly happened, how did this happen? How did we know? All the dust and dust. I'm not sure what he's asking exactly. Okay, he's not clear about this, okay? But it's a very odd thing, and that's what he's harping on. Okay.
So in other words, you think he just thinks it's odd, but he's not negating it legamri. Just he doesn't feel it makes, you know.
Yeah, I just don't know. See, Nemu the Moshe be seen as the whole law formation of it already. That there should be this Hallel. And the Hallel doesn't exist until David comes. That's basically what he's trying to say.
And he mentioned the Shemona Asar Yom. The Shemona Asar Yom include Hanukkah. So then you have that.
I understand. See, you're correct. You're correct, but incorrect, okay? Because the Shemona Asar Yom, who mentioned the Shemona Asar Yom? The Rambam,
I guess the Baha'i is quoted.
Yeah, but does he quote the Baha'i? What did he say? At the beginning.
He never quotes the Baha'i.
He never quotes. Does he quote Hallel Shemona Asar Yom? Or that's the lashon of the Baha'i. You see, we have to differentiate between what the Baha'i is saying and what the Rambam is asking. Okay? Okay? That's very important. Okay? Now, let's now take up the Rambam. Okay? That is the point that I'm making, okay? You see, all I added over here, even if I go in a pellet, and the sheet at the beginning of Obakama, that Divrei Kabbalah, that the all of the Vim, Exum, Wendem, and Moshe, Misinai, okay? Correct? So, the Hallel itself was never, you know what I'm saying? I just have a footnote over here. But the Hallel was never supposed to be seen on my parents. No, you know what I'm talking about, okay? Everyone talks about this. But it's a very big difference, okay? What does it mean that Nevi Meksuvim are Divrei Kabbalah and that they were Amseder to Moshe, okay? I just want to tell you, this is a very, very important point. I don't know if people harp on it, but it's a very important observation. You see, for example, let's start like this, let's flip it, okay? And maybe we'll just end up, you know, I won't do anything, but it is an important point to bang. You show me in Peir. Koma shetamud vosik osu l'schadish nemel moshe misina. So it's very strange. The Talmud is Mishadish. So what exactly happened exactly? It was given over and forgotten and the Talmud was Mishadish. So what's he mean Mishadish? What exactly happened over here? Okay? Or, so what does it mean? So I think that there are two types of Nemel Moshe Misina. Sometimes, the Rebbeinu should have told Moshe Hayag Mitzvahs and gave them over to Yeshua, and went through the Seder. Okay? But there's another case. Since Teret Tzivolonu Moshe Meirosh Kilat Yarkei, if Moshe hadn't received it, it couldn't be a Chetzer Teret. And that the whole Mashi Talmud also for the Chadesh is Moshe Rabbeinu received it, but he wasn't Moshe. It couldn't have been Teret had he not received it. But the one that brought it back into the Messiah, and it never really was part of the Messiah, only the fact it was never Moshe. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, it can't be Taylor. Okay? That, I think, is the. Okay.
So you're saying it was lost? It was given to Moshe, but it was lost?
Lost means Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, certain things, I didn't bang them enough. Certain things, Moshe Rabbeinu, there was Moshe Rabbeinu, was said to give over. Certain things were given to Moshe not to be given over. See, the question is, when you look at Rabbeinu Peretz, in Bava Kamma, and you say, Dibre Nevi'im Iksuvim, or Dibre Kabbal Nemel Moshe Misima. See, everyone says it over, you know, it's a nice jargon. How do you look at that? What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu said over the Nevi'im Iksuvim to Yeshua? And he told Yeshua, what does it say for Yeshua? So I say no. See, once I say it, I didn't say anything, but you gotta clarify the point. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell it to Yeshua, but it was only Teira. Because Moshe Rabbeinu received it, and that's what I mean. Kol Ma'ase Talmud Vosnik also this Chadash for Nemel Moshe Misinai. Because they hadn't been given to Moshe Kuntera, but there was no Mesev on. Okay,
it's like the Medrash that he saw Dorshov and he saw the.
Yeah, but there was no effect of giving over. Okay, you have to play out. I think I discussed this with Moshe once. We're learning Menachos. The question is, how do you play out the Gemara Menachos, when the Gemara talks about the Yedeiros al kol ois v'ois, Rabbi Akiva, im kein lama nitna Torah, yodai nischalish, whatever it is, and this and that, and the halacha we call Nemel Moshe Misinai, okay? But that goes on halacha Moshe Misinai. They asked the Makash and the Yisra, and they saw Rabbi Akiva saying the Shia was Nemel Moshe Misinai, okay? So you have to, you see, here is a problem, okay? Because you have to ask yourself, why did Moshe have Chish Tadas? The Ksorim, he received the Drash of the Ksorim? Or he didn't receive them? Okay? Because if he didn't receive them, L'chayah, he can't have the Dersh, the Kesah, I'll call Tag V'Tag. Okay? So that needs work, okay? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the Chlish Hadass over there? Okay, but that's not really for me. I remember, I don't know, you know, maybe looking at this, but I know it was Moshe, we were wondering, you know, what exactly happens over there? Okay? But I think that's the pshat in the Gemara, and the Divrei Kabbalah, the Nevi'im Iksuvim, Divrei Kabbalah, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Nevi'im Iksuvim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it wasn't a Kabbalah Amanas Limso. It stayed with Moshe, didn't go further. So you can't then say that since Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Divrei Kabbalah who received Tehillim, so therefore you could imagine a Mitzvah Hal and Hal Sinai. Because his receiving of Halil wasn't a Mesirah to give over. So it's not doing anything. It's just that if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't receive it, it couldn't be Nevi'im Iksuvim. It was only Nevi'im Iksuvim because Divrei Kabbalah, it took a gang and took Moshe, it only went through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I would tell you.
But then the problem is that it's not mavur. In other words, it could have been mavur to Moshe what the mitzvah would be. Halal. It just said it wasn't.
I understand that, but you can't have. But as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, the mitzvah doesn't exist because Moshe didn't say anything to them. What did he say? Okay. And how did he formulate it? Okay. So that I think clearly, I think that's a very important interpretation. The Talmud Vosach on the Chadash, he taka, his Rebbe didn't. The Talmud Vosach who's sitting over here, let's say the Lozar Godel, okay? I'll tell you something, okay? The Lozar Godel, okay? The Pickens of Lozar says, Lozar Godel said the Shir, the Yerucham by Zakai sat him down to sit down. It says, they were Kalis of Yerites. Okay, Mamish Darshning and Mamish Emun was Nishtaimim, okay? And Hukkas came to throw him out in the Chosin, but you know, didn't do one not, okay, correct? The question is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai know this? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So I would suggest maybe not, okay? The answer is because it's Talmud Vosach also the Chadish, and he can mechaven to that which he gave, but it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, and I would tell you maybe even more so, Otos the Moshe, Kikano is Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, because he Tak is the one that he's bringing this Torah to us. It was the only Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it became part of the Messiah only through Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Because the Talmud Vosach also is Chadish. And that is the Moshe to give you the full spin on this. That is what this Chadish in the Goyim, when the Teres Kohanim says that I feel the Talmud Vosach. He can't say anything about the Goyim. Because the whole Hoyho in the Goyim is Teres Kohanim. At the end of, I think it's in Parsha Mitzrayim, towards the end of the whole thing. The whole Hoyho in Mitzrayim is only Vivai as much as the Kabbalah from your Rabbi. Achi Yoyoy Rabbi. But the simple chalakim and teira that you don't need actually rabbi, and that's the Talmud Vosach of the Chadash. And this also, in a different sense, that the Nevi'im Miksuvim did not exist then. Okay, I think that frames it. Okay,
how could anyone ever know that this is the real thing?
I want you to know, I can't tell you that. Okay, but I can tell you. Okay. Let me answer that question. You want to know about the Nevi'im Ksuvim? Or you which one, or do you want a Talmud Vosach?
Talmud Vosach.
Okay. The Nevi'im Ksuvim I can answer you, okay? Because I think, if you ask me, okay, I never thought of it before. See, why is it that the Anshei Knesset Gdola had to put an end, okay? Chagis Chayim Alochim with the Nevi'im and the clamp on Nach was clamped down by Anshei Knesset Gdola. Okay? Because I think you needed a Bezdin of Nevi'im and Ruach HaKodesh in order to Mevarer, although this should be in and this is out. This is from Chitzenim and this goes into the Messiah. That is okay with me. Okay? So that's very clear. And I think it had an answer against that. It's only Ezra Sefer. And Ezra was the pivotal change in Jewish history. Okay? Because you look at the Rambam in the whole Seder from the Messiah, from the Aboim Deiris, until Ezra Sefer, every single Reish, every single person who was responsible for the Messiah was a Novi. From Ezra to Avinu of Ashi, or the last person, the Novi, was Baruch Ben Neriah. Okay? I see the Chazal say that Ruya Hoya Kilu Das, that I walk in the Shuakot, and I think Ezra Sefer, but I don't show you Ruya Lekach. Okay? So he had, in other words, there was Ruach HaKadosh in the Bezin, Ben Kar Nevin, the whole Tachonis HaTfilah. Okay? So with that Ruach HaKadosh, they can about Otosos Nevin, Ksuvu, and that's nice. Okay? Now you want to know. Okay, all I can tell you is, okay, I don't know how you can go about answering the question, how do you decide, or the Talmud Vosik, also the Chadish, but I think you have to know who the Talmud Vosik, and it has to be a Talmud Vosik of Sisse Kerei Yishmu Das. That's what I would tell you. I don't know exactly, you know, you ask me also yes or not, but you know, somebody is chosher on something, that can't be, the Messiah is not there. Okay? So this is just, now let's get to Rambam. But I think that's the point, okay? So I'm telling you, even if you accept a little pellet that tastes the shoe of a calm, which everyone quotes, the Zibri Kabbalah and the Bibu Tsuvim, let's not do that. Okay? Now, the Ramban. About Pri Yisho'om HaRavzal. Okay? Now, I just want to stress this again and again and again. I don't know if I stressed this enough, okay? The relationship between the Ramban and Aloch Gedolos is kilu, it's kilu. Also, that's the Messiah, that's the Gideon, that's Al Teira. Okay, the relationship to the Bahamor was kilu a contemporary who who he's sparring with, and ready to act with him to do away with him. In the Rambam, no matter how much the Ramban disagrees with him, might have a critique of the Rambam, it's always harav. There's nothing ever disparaging. Okay. V'hapliyat sh'om harav. It's very interesting because the Rambam, when it comes to Halachas Gedolos, it's not even by name. Zulasai, Toya Boy, the Rambam's very careful about this. Vizvoinin, Vizvale, Hech, Shakir, Sahal, Shashiva, David, Lakel, Shemesha, Beno, Sivonubo. Okay? Now here is a very important thing. He's going to make a switch, which you have to be sensitive about, because see, sometimes you can get carried away with the words and just try to understand what he's saying. But I think over here, besides to understand what he's saying, you have to step back for a second. And how did he get there? Where is he coming from? And I think that's going to be the more important question. Behem begam be'enai. Okay. He flips. Okay. What he does is he flips it. He says he doesn't understand. Because if this is conceptually a problem, the problem that the Rambam is quoting over here, the Rambam should have a problem with his own agenda. It's a very important point. Okay, look what he says. He says, "The Gamba Ena Yitle Maima Olas Shu Atzmoi Mona Be Mitzvoyz Lehispalil Loi." Shenemo Vavatem es Hashem Elokeichem v'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. A mitzvah of tefillah. Okay? Yidua ki v'talmud oimim todir tefillah z'rabbonon. He's not taken aback by that, not bothered by that. U'mufuish omu anshiknes ha'gedol etiklami Yisrael brochois kedusha islavdolois. We hear the dietary talks in the Polish with Neumann. She nitztavu Yisrael lispalo HaKodesh Baruch Hu. U she yivakshu mimenu vado yis'aler mish'aloisom v'yapiru l'fon of t'chinosom v'eisoko. It's a different switch, a different take on tefillah. Tefillah is basically to ask, to beseech the Rabbi Neshoel. Chinois and Bakoshis. Okay, we'll see about that. That's not the gate. I mean, that's what he's saying, correct? Avo she's chayv l'spalo b'chol yoyim b'yikev v'erev. I'm not sure which one he's knocking on, the b'chol yoyim or b'yikev v'erev, because it's not clear in Rambam. We'll see about that and say, but mitzvah the Mishneh Torah was the mitzvah b'chol yoyim. But certainly, boika b'erev is not mid'raisa. Zeh tachonas chacham. U'keneged tmidim tiklum. Okay? She's very, very careful. She says, you can't imagine. Tefillahs in the tefillahs can they get tikkunim? You have to see this leak though. It says over here, there's the chadrabon. Gam betakom zu lo piushu matpo'o shel tefillah elo hoyu mispalu kol echo v'echo tfitzachet l'shoyne b'chokhmosay. Okay. Now here it's very interesting. I'm not sure what he has. We'll have to go back to this. What does he mean over here? Gam betakonazu. It means tefillas keneged tiknum precede the nusach vanshiknes agdela, and there wasn't a matbeya. Because he starts going on and he says that tefillois, brochois, havdolois, that she has to go over the second and nusach. So let's have to go back to this. See what he did here. My beish at tefillah, Elohim is found called Echel Viech Fisach Lashonai to Chochmosai. Okay? There are two different issues. One is intellectual prowess and gifted as an orator, okay? And you put the two things together and you make the ideal tefillah. Okay? Now he's calling the Ram Hilchos Tefillah. Let's see how it fits in. Oma mitzvah asay l'spal b'chol yoyim avu ein minyan ha-tefillah z'loi mishnah. That tefillah hazeis me'atayot, b'chein hoye mi Moshe Rabbeinu on Ezra. So there was no minyan, there was no nothing. The Ezra beis dinoi, omdu betiknu shmon esrei brochos, kedei shiyu arukos b'fi hakol, v'tiye tefillas loshen ho'al hilgim shleimo. Tefillas ba'aloshen medaberes gedolos hatzacha. Okay, b'chein tiknu minyan tefillos k'minyan kabonos. They were chronological different times. L'chayil, it's all the same. No, see, I just think the way he presented the beginning, you get the impression there was some chronology where it's like a tefillas keneged tiknu, and they had the option of praying the way they like to, okay? but they had to do more than one, and then they became a nusach later, which is a little bit strange, because that's not what the Rambam presents, and he himself presents the Rambam as not being that way. Okay, trying to read the no, there's something strange here. Okay, kol ze kosav agav v'loshin meruvach. And the Rambam v'loshin meruvach means that it's clearly and explained b'arichas gadol, and he's only giving a short summary, a synopsis. Okay. Now I'm very confused. Okay, he does the same thing over with Brit Samozim. Okay. And the point is, and that's a very important point, we'll come back to see the words, but I think the most important point you have to keep in mind, tefillah midaraisa, there's no nusach. Okay? Later on, there will be sakana nusach. We'll talk about it, okay? Pichas amoza midaraisa, there's no nusach. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin, we'll see you later. Moshe, Gemara, the Rabban quoted, Moshe Tikin Birch Sazon, Yeshua Birch Sazoret, Dov the Shloimoi, the Yerushalayim, okay, the Seder. What do you say when it comes to Halal? L'cheir Ramban doesn't say it, but this is the point that I meant before. We can get involved in dissecting what he says, but there's an underlying assumption which I don't know if it's true. He assumes that the Poshet, that the Rambam would have assumed the Mitzvah Halil is like Tefillah and Birchas Hamazon, and that there is a Mitzvah to say Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there was no clear mandate to what the Shevach was, and everyone did according to their abilities until David HaMelech said over the Nusach. Okay? If that's the point of the Rambam, then he really has no point. Because that's the Rambam is. So what do you want? If you yourself say that by Tefillah and by Birchas Hamazon. See, the truth is, when I first saw this Rambam, you know, when I saw him, I said, this thing you're doing is very stupid. You shouldn't start analyzing it. He's coming with a certain assumption which you'll have to address. What is he assuming? And the question itself assumes without, it's very interesting. He doesn't say it. He's making an assumption without even verbalizing it. If you look at the Rambam over here and the way he says in Sefer HaMitzvos over here in the Shoresh, it seems to be very clear that the Nusach of Halil, Midaraisa, if it is a mitzvah, or whatever the mitzvah is the Halil of Dovid HaMelech. There's no if, and, buts about it. The Ramban is ready to put Halil in the same frame of reference as Tefillah and Birchas Hamazon. Once you do that, there's no problem anymore. And that's basically what he's asking. If you read it again, that's what he's asking. But it's an amazing thing. The real question doesn't ask. He assumes that you also assume that, and he goes on. It's just the begging.
Isn't that the Rambam's Taina, though?
That's what?
The Rambam's Taina is about Shvach Shoshivech David.
The Rambam assumes. I just don't know how he does it. Because the Rambam is talking about Halal Shoshivech David. Okay? And the Rambam is very clear that it's not the same as Tefillah, and he Tilu has a diatribe with the Rambam about this issue, assuming that the Rambam equates to Tefillah.
But the Rambam doesn't ask where the Tilu is. Well, that's not the Rambam's title.
I understand. I'm not trying to tell you anything. All I'm just trying to tell you is I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something. If I wouldn't have said anything over here, okay? If I would have said anything over here and read this Rambam and gone on, you would have been happy, right? Okay. What I want to tell you is, besides defining what the Rambam's saying and analyzing it, you have to ask yourself, where is he coming from? And what are his assumptions? Okay? And that's what I'm trying to tell you. The assumption over here is if he's not assuming that it's like Hallel, and the Hallel is like Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah, he doesn't get started. That is the point. Okay? Is that a clear point? Am I right about that? But he doesn't say anything, right?
At times he didn't state his major assumption.
Yeah, his major assumption is missing. The assumption is missing over here. Okay? But you can derive the assumption by just, I was banging my head to myself, what is going on over here? Until I realized that he's assuming something, and he can chosim that sefer. That's the question. The question is, you know, it's a door pushed him, it's the same. So if it's the same, so what's going on? Okay? Correct? Okay. Now, what I'm going to do now, okay, is, you know, and if you want, we can, you know, we can just move on to Birchas Hamazon next time, whatever. Over here, now I want to, okay, there are two different issues, okay? One issue is, first, clearly what the Rambam is saying, and clearly what the Ramban is saying, okay? And what assumptions he has. So we have that already, okay? Now I want to go about to dissect what the Rambam is saying, or what the Ramban is saying about Tefillah, and what the Rambam says about Tefillah, okay? Now, okay, I'm not going to finish this, okay? We can go on if you'd like, okay? We can go on if you like next week to Birchas Hamazon, you know, or we can even skip Birchas Hamazon, but that's what I was working on, okay? So let's start, and you'll see what we say again, okay? Okay, so let's now do it. Vihine. Let's just get focus on these lines. V'hine l'da'atoi tzorach sh'neforesh v'noima sh'nitztavu Yisrael l'spalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'shiyivakshu mimenu levado yis'ale mish'aloisom v'yapilu l'fonav t'chinosom be'es tzoroko. Okay? So you don't know where the transaction. What does it mean based solcom? Okay? What does it mean based solcom? Avospal Bukhol Yoim Boyke Be Erev Zutakotakom can negative tiddle. Gam betakon zu lo pirshu madbeya shall tfilo elhoyim spalin kol echo vyak fitzakushir bokhmose. I don't know, maybe there's something written wrong. I don't know if he means gam. What do you mean gam? It'll appear true. So it makes, in other words, if you take it literally, you have the problem that he's assuming there were two separate takonas. There was a takona of minyan tefillahs without a nusach, and then there was a separate takona. I'm not sure if that's going back, because Ram clearly doesn't say that, and he's quoting Ram. I just don't know what he wants, okay? Now, and then he quotes the Rambam of Tefillah, okay? Now, the mitzvah Tefillah, I'm not even clear at this point whether it's a zman at all. Be'ei sokom is whenever they feel a need to pray, okay? Now, here, I don't want to get involved in this, as though I meant to point out, but if you look at Sefer Mitzvahs and the Minyan HaKotzer, the Ram does not say B'chol Yoy. However, if you look at Hilchos Tefillah, he does say that. And it could be that the Ram's position changed about this issue, okay? And I'm not sure where the Ramban is standing over here, because he also is hedging about this. When he quotes the Rambam, it's clear that B'chol Yom is quoting Rambam Mishneh Torah, and L'chatchila he quotes Be'ei Sokom. I don't think that Be'ei Sokom means, because here he's not developing his concept of Tefillah Be'ei Sokom, okay? That's not what he's doing over here. It means when you feel a need to pray, you pray. You see, you get the impression in the Rambam, especially in Mishneh Torah, I think maybe even check it out, another game really, how many there are. The Rambam talks about a seder of Shevach, Bakoshes, and Vidor. Okay. The Ramban over here, when he's presented the Rambam, there's no mention of Shevach and Vidor. Okay? Correct? Is that correct? She appealed for a chinois. It is true that the Gemara says that you do it kaseda of shevach bakosh and vidor the morning in England. The question is, what is that? Okay. And pashtus is, if you ask me, according to the Rambam, that's the definition of tefillah, because tefillah is a mice of abdus, and you have to approach the whole mice of tefillah is an expression of avoida, and the avoida itself is to do a kederach avoida of shevach bakoshe lido. Okay, in Ramban, even there is shevach bakoshe lido. He seems to be that the mitzvah is tefillah, is bakoshe. And the Shevach Vidor is more, I would tell you, it's a formal etiquette of how one beseeches the Rebbe Neshoilah. But the mitzvah is to beseech him. And you have to do it as an ambassador with manners. And part of manners require you, before the Bakoshes, to have Shevach Vidor. But the Shevach Vidor is not part of the Mitzvah Tefillah. It's part of the general etiquette, the Nimus of Tefillah. There's a major difference over here. If you look at the Ramban, there's no word in that Shevach Vidor. Which I think is amazing.
Why should he mention it now? Why is that critical now?
Exactly the same. If the mitzvah, see, I get questions, where is this coming from? And what pasuk is this coming from? Because if the pasuk is coming from Avadat Hashem Elokeichem, or Avadat Hashem Elokeichem, whichever pasuk you want, you talk about avodah. And it's amazing to imagine you could have a mitzvah of avodah with the chesed of mitzvahs bakoshes. Okay? Is that framing better for you? Now he asks it. See, before he asked me, what am I talking about? Okay? Now he asks himself, you know, what does it all mean, correct? Okay, now next. That's a very important observation, I think. And this is the Gemara Brachos on Lamed Aleph Aleph of Yehuda, Li'ulam Yishal Odom Slachov Lo Yishal Lo Yishal. Okay. Is this etiquette or this is goof of chesed tefillah? Okay. Now, Temes is in Rambam mitzvah Shabbat. I'm not going to have time to finish this, but I'll start it. Okay. If you look at the Rambam in mitzvah, say hey. You're going to say something amazing. And then many times you heard Shurim or learned Mitzvah say, hey, But I don't think you ever get it carefully. Okay? If you open up Mitzvah Say Hey, the meaning of Mitzvah Rambam, you see something amazing. Okay? What the Rambam is doing is having what you call apologetics. He's apologizing. Because in the Rambam's frame of reference, this should not have been a mitzvah of tefillah. Why? Because Pashis is all these psukim are basically a mitzvah shekolelis kolatoh kula, and they are under klal or shoresh dalin. They shouldn't be mere mitzvahs, because any tzivui which is kolelis kolatoh every or the mitzvahs the chavida. See, Sam, you should be rebbe kodesh bochu. Oh, that's what mitzvahs are. So it's not a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam does an amazing thing. You know what he does? If you look at it, he says there's something peculiar about tefillah in this mitzvah avodah. He says the pirush mukum Moshe Rabbeinu that there is in this something miyuchad about tefillah. So even though there is an element from the pshuta before the pirush mukum, which is a mitzvah called Torah Kula, you should still have a minyan mitzvah. Okay? Now I want to challenge you, I want to ask you a question. If I ask you, what is the mitzvah of tefillah, if you define in a sentence, what would you tell me? Is Eivra Kodesh Bochu, or is it the Mispawa? Okay? And there's a separate union of Eivra Kodesh Bochu and tefillah, or the mitzvah of Mispawa. So I want to leave you with this. If you open up the Rambam at Sefer Mitzvahs or the Minyan HaKotzer, there's not, the mitzvah is tefillah. Not tefillah, see, the mitzvah is avodah. And therefore he has apologetics. And he has to explain why tefillah, or why shouldn't it be a mitzvah called it's called Torah Kula. And look, what's the Minyan HaKotzer, what did he say? But what avodah zuri, avodah zuri tefillah? You start in the middle.
The spalah was shenemer b'avatam et shem
elokechem. The spalah, but what was it? What did he say at the top? The tefillah. Look at the mitzvah. How did he find the mitzvah in mitzvah hay? In the top, on the top. He moves around. He starts there. He moves there. What did he say, mitzvah hay?
In the actual mitzvah.
Yeah.
Shesivano l'avdo yisalav kfar nechol sivu zepanim.
Yeah. The mitzvah is the chavoyzer. And then he has something over here, okay? But if you open up Mishneh Torah, it's just plain mitzvah d'spalah in Shema Yisrael. There's no even mention as a problem of avodah. In the Minyan HaKotzer, it's ki'ilu like a segue in between. He has a little bit of what the Mishneh Torah has, and a little bit of what the Sefer Mitzvahs has. But the plain, unadulterated Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are avodah. And therefore he has to have apologetics. Okay, so besides the difference between Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvahs, when the mitzvah b'chol yom, there's no mention of b'chol yom over here. There's no mention of Minyan HaKotzer, but Mishneh Torah does mention b'chol yom. Okay, you let me know. Let me know now. You want me to keep talking about tefillah, or do you want me to move on to some more as you like? Okay.